Emma, actually it's Harris, Harris. Last name, first name is Seaburn, Seber, 12744. This is an 80-year-old gentleman currently being evaluated for palliative end-of-life care. Period. The paragraph, patient has had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia for the past 3 years. Period. He's become much more confused, much more with decreased mentation. He no longer knows his name. He's had at least two or three falls in the past week or so. He's lost 15 pounds. He's eating very little. He fidgets with his food. His agitation is much increased at night. He's now requiring Remeron 15 milligram for agitation. He is no longer able to no longer able to travel to go to his doctor's office. He's bowel and bladder incontinent now fully, and he's ADL dependent. When he takes a shower, he has to be given a shower. He can no longer, he stands there, does not know what to do with himself, period. His KPS at this time is most likely 40% because he requires help of others to live and to survive 24/7, period. I don't have a Mac for you at this time. His records indicate that he used to work at a country club. He has no recollection of his previous job. He apparently widowed for a long time. There's no evidence of any children or anyone that comes to visit him at the place where he's placed at this time. New paragraph, no recent surgery reported, no recent hospitalization, at least in the past 3 to 6 months. Review of systems, significant for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, consistent with total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, weight loss, as was mentioned, decreased mentation to the point that he no longer knows his name. He has a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease for the past 3 years, and this has just gotten worse with decreased appetite, associated weight loss, period. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. Allergy, none. Medication includes Senna, aspirin, Norvasc, Remeron, 15 milligram. He also has behavioral issues, which has gotten much worse. He complains of knee pain and has had swelling of his lower extremity, 1+, most likely consistent with protein-calorie malnutrition and severe weight loss, period. The new paragraph, at the end, we have his vital signs, O2 sats, stable at 98%, pulse is 62, blood pressure 110 over 60. In conclusion, we have a 80-year-old gentleman with history of significant protein-calorie malnutrition, Alzheimer dementia, decreased mentation, frequent falls, no longer able to give me his, no longer is oriented to person, place, or time, and no longer able for him to travel to doctor's office, and meets the criteria to be cared for at a group home. Overall prognosis is quite poor given the natural progression of his disease. He definitely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.